Can you hear that banging in the background?
Lord, what? It's a big giant crow outside.
I don't know if I can hear the banging just in the room or if it's coming through my headphones.
This podcast has been postponed. Tune in next week.
Do you know what they're doing? They're building a new studio downstairs for Off the Ball on News Talk.
My feet. I can actually hear the banging and it's vibrating up to my feet. I'm somewhat getting aroused by it.
You can definitely hear that. I'm going to stop.
They've stopped.
I'm going to stop this and see can I hear it. And then I'll get back to you in a second. Okay. Wait a second. Yeah, you could hear it.
So we did an experiment there. We listened back to what we were saying. God, we say ghastly stuff.
Do you know who's outside? Tom Vaughan Lawler is just outside coming in for an interview.
I wanted to sit there and watch him, but you were saying to me, no, we need to do the podcast.
Yeah, because you've been fretting around, oh, we need to do this. We get the podcast done, I can go home. You've got your bits to do. I don't want to wait around for you to do your bits.
I find it so funny when celebrities come in and they have their... the person that comes with the celebrity.
Yeah, what is there really?
Tom Vaughan Lawler has a woman. That seems very nice.
Yeah.
And just a man slouching, enjoying himself.
What on earth do they... I guess one person. I get that. Maybe a manager or someone from their PR company.
Do you remember Charlotte Crosby?
Okay, two, nearly three people with her?
The amount of people.
Why?
Out there.
Why do you need that many people?
Like, if I made it, Graham, I would want a big entourage like Drake. I would love seven or eight of my mates hanging out with me.
Caroline Flack was in as well, being interviewed by somebody.
Who was the other guy?
That was so funny. So who Caroline was Flack was obviously in. Was it a musical they were doing?
I didn't know what she was plugging.
So maybe it was a musical, something like that.
She's so sexy.
She's very good.
I find her so hot. I love her laugh.
Yeah.
It's very deep. It sounds like a man.
But then
I'm gay.
I saw her laughing and having a joke around a reception, and I was thinking, is this all just a facade? Are you actually like this, or are you like, I'm in a radio station now, I'm going to be interviewed, I have to be on, I'm going to have a bit of crack?
You've got to turn it on.
Is that what it's about?
Sure, we're just back from a corporate gig.
Oh, we're selling out to the man.
We're hitting corporate gigs. That is where the money is.
Yeah, fair. Okay, so today's gig, we had to do it for a company, and they were launching a new product. And of
just before you say anything, I cannot say the product. I cannot say the company.
No.
No. I need to know that.
Okay.
Don't just jump right in and assume. I was going to jump right in and give them their slogan.
Well, don't do it because we have to do another gig with them. And the chances of anybody listening that knows anybody who works there is so slim, because the chance of anyone listening at all, we have our core group of people. We thank you. I'd say we have a core group of 10.
Do you know what? Last week's episode, after that one, I checked the chart. I wanted to check the chart. I wanted to see where we were on the iTunes chart.
Can you just try this other microphone just for a second? Because
oh, yeah, no problem.
I want to say check the chart.
I checked the chart.
No, on the one you were on.
I checked the chart.
And now go.
I checked the Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, go again.
Check the chart. How are you doing?
No, go the other one.
So I checked the chart.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why aren't you happy?
No, the two is kind of...
No, that was my voice.
No, it wasn't. So what
we're
saying?
We're slipping out of that 100 very quickly.
Forget about it. Do you know what? I don't care.
I do care.
As long as
please rate and review the podcast.
Oh, we'll do that later on. But anyway, back to what we were doing today. So we're working for a company that was launching a new product.
Graham was a DJ.
And the obvious thing to do is to get us two Amadons in at 11 in the morning, give us two microphones and a DJ decks, and start screaming at everybody.
I said to one woman, what does the tulip smell like outside? And she replied, tulip.
Yeah, so it was a festival theme. They were kind of going for a European feel as well.
And
We were giving away... Oh, I got very
scared. You got very scared. At one point...
I was so scared with Nathan. I was so scared.
Just describe it, because Graham, you're DJing in the corner.
Okay, we both have microphones. Nathan's main job is to MC and kind of hype up the crowd. My main job is to...
Tick all the boxes.
DJ. Well, it wasn't. You see, it wasn't to tick all the boxes. My main job was to DJ and look after the prizes. Your main job, and you were learning last night, was to learn the lingo that the company we were using wanted you to use.
I wrote it on my hand.
I found out very quickly, within the first 2 to 3 minutes, that Nathan, it wasn't working out. The lingo, it wasn't sticking in the head.
I tried my best.
You kept on forgetting. You were asking employees about the new product.
Well, they didn't even know themselves.
Because our job was to explain it to them.
Well, they work in the place.
And the CEOs were there, and then they were like, what's this new product? So then I think we both...
Graham was like the worst DJ. He was playing music and also giving facts about this company. Hey, that was Pitbull. And by the way, this here, they offer this and that. And I'm just like, man, would you crack a joke? You're
no, because
me.
I
you are boring me in the
my
corner.
My job wasn't
boring old man with grey hair.
My job wasn't to bloody do this. My job was to have the music and get the prizes. And then I realised Nathan hasn't got a bloody clue, and he was so confident. And I added in one word. I go, just make sure you say monthly.
I did say monthly,
and then that just threw you. It threw you.
Yeah, you completely changed me because I've been learning last night. It was a sentence without monthly.
It's a sentence with 6 to 7 words in it.
I thought I did well at the beginning. At one stage, though, I could see. I went up to one girl. She was rather attractive. And I said to her, I asked her a question. And then she started rubbing her brow. And I went, oh, sorry, did I spit in your face? What did you think I said? I looked back at you looking for a laugh because a few people were giggling. And you had this really serious look on your face like I messed up.
Because we had this meeting yesterday going... Now, no innuendos. Just don't be using any sexual language. Don't be swearing. Just do the language. Blah blah blah.
Send this all at you.
And then I'm kind of zoned out because I'm listening, and all I hear is I'm zoned out because I'm listening to the music. All I hear is the corner of my ear from the speaker spit on my face, and then people start laughing. And
spit
I go,
on me, Mickey.
What has he just said? It's actually spit on me, Dickie.
I think it's a Mickey.
It's Dickie.
What's it from?
It is Dickie Rock was an old Irish rock star.
Oh, look
and
at
people,
you.
People used to. He was kind of the Daniel O'Donnell of his day, I reckon. Kind of Daniel O'Donnell, Joe Donnell. And people used to go in the front row and just go, spit on me, Dickie, spit on me, Dickie. Do you remember we went to Aikino?
You never invited me to that. I didn't go that night.
No, I didn't. So I was with Crossy and I was with the two lads. I was with Jack and Feeney.
Why didn't you bring me?
Because I didn't want to. And Dickie Rock was there, and people were going, spit on me, Dickie.
When you're bringing
spit
me...
on me. He's very old, withered man, so it's a bit weird now. People go, spit on me, Dickie. He's like, how are you doing?
When you're inviting me on a night out, what do you think you're going to get with me? So just say you have mates from back home, and you're...
I expect that you're going to have a few laughs at the very beginning. You're going to be very self-deprecating, and then you'll leave without saying anything, as we know. We know that.
Do you know the fact that you were saying that man spit on me, Dickie, is quite old and withered? Can you imagine what you're going to look like in 20 years time?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be a sexy dad?
I think I'll look after myself. I think I'll try and keep fitness up. I think fitness is the most important thing. Can we talk about how interesting our taxi journeys were yesterday?
Oh, they're great.
Absolutely incredible. So we had to go to Harvey Norman, give away a laptop yesterday. We had a taxi out to Catmines and a taxi back into town. The taxi out, we were chatting to a man.
Barry. Barry was very sexual. He liked a lot of innuendo jokes.
What was it? He was telling us a lot of jokes, but there was something about Barry.
He's a Leeds United fan.
Leeds United fan. He was just very interested, but don't say the name of the second taxi man because he's a lot to him. I don't want to give his name away.
I actually couldn't even remember his name, the second one. Barry was funny. I told him a joke of mine that goes on for a very long time.
Yeah.
He didn't really laugh at that. That took up most of the journey.
I feel that when we turned off the Still Oregon Dual Carriageway up Cornell's Court, the conversation turned a bit.
Well, he was saying that he knows every place in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, and I was putting him to the test.
That was very awkward. I don't think you should have done that.
I just go, do you think you have a good knowledge of Dublin? And he goes, yes, I do. And I go, do you know where Patrician Villas is? And he goes, oh, let me think. And I go, it's 5 minutes away. We'll just have to pass it. Is it here? And I go, no, you're wrong. So he didn't have good knowledge. And I go, do you know the estates? And he was like, yeah, I know the estates. This is one of the oldest estates around the area.
Did you hear when Barry, though, at the end, he said something a bit creepy, like a creepy uncle. So he got out of the car.
Oh, no, I didn't like that. Anyway, when we've got a taxi man back, the most interesting story I've ever heard in my life.
Well, he's a very interesting character. He first sounded like Jamie Dornan. He had
He had some action in him. So he was from Belfast, then he moved to New London, found a woman, moved to New Zealand, married her, had kids, divorced her, moved to Thailand, found a Thai girl, married her, brought her back to Ireland, now has 3 kids. And this is all in the space of how many years? I just found it so interesting.
He drove a lorry. He drove all the props on the film of Lord of the Rings.
It was incredible.
He said he partied so much.
Yeah, partied really, really hard.
And I'll be honest with you, I could only see him through his rear view mirror, and he had lovely eyes and he had such a nice accent.
Yeah.
And then when he got out of the car,
so scary looking.
Very disappointed with how he looked.
Last week we asked you to rate and review our podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we go through some of the things.
Well, there's not many.
There really isn't. Okay.
How many stars, first of all?
We are on 5 stars. 8 ratings, all 5 stars. Oh, you're beautiful.
You're really nice. Thank you.
By DeMarcus Beasley. I love the way you can rate and just make up names. Learn and laugh at the same time. Informative, thought-provoking, and enlightening. Everything I would want and expect from this acclaimed Christian rock album rate and reviewing podcast.
What is he talking about?
Their take on Stryper's "To Hell with the Devil" shook my soul to its very core and only reaffirmed my commitment to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Harriet Christ. I love listening to the whimsical musings as I perform mass baptisms in my garden with my dog Abraham. Praise be, Graham and Nathan, praise be. Well, thank you, DeMarcus Beasley.
You're from Mississippi.
We have this one. It is 5 stars. Wow. 5 stars all around for these guys, especially Graham. And that's from By Definitely Not Graham.
It's all you.
Yeah. 5 star exclamation mark by DV94. Quality podcast. DV94.
Which one do you think is me?
Are you one of them?
I did one of them.
You're Pineapple Pony 23.
That's a great name, isn't it?
Makes my week. Love it. That you are your pineapple pony.
Isn't that a great name?
Are you Pineapple Pony?
Yeah. Isn't that a brilliant name? Pineapple Pony 23. You would never have thought that was me. And it was.
So we've 6 written reviews and 2 of them are us. Oh, look, we've actually got some from before we asked. Sazzle Dalton. I presume that's Sarah Dalton, who was in college.
Oh, lovely lady.
Brilliant current comedic escapism.
Current? I really wouldn't say current. I think you could play this 10 years ago and we'd be talking about the same thing.
And Top Notch by Sio Poo. Hilarious from the men. I think I know who that is.
Who is that? Is that Shane?
I think that's IBS Shane. I think that's IBS Shane.
I think good it man. Is. First person to do that.
And look, we're not holding back on this. We want to move up those charts. We want your reviews. Make a different review every day. Do you know what? We could have a segment every podcast where we read out the funniest review. But let's review the podcast like DeMarcus Beasley did, where you're reviewing something completely different that never happened in the podcast.
Yeah.
That could work. So review something that never happened. As in, DeMarcus goes, their take on Stryper's "To Hell with the Devil" shook my soul to its very core and only reaffirmed my commitment to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Harriet Christ.
I love the Harriet in there. I'm a big fan of that. Graham, before we go on, can we speak about the massive boil on your chest? It's absolutely disgusting. Oh, it's like one of those things you see in
so
the sun or the mirror. Graham has a massive boil on his chest, and you also say you've spots on your balls.
Oh, you went there.
Well, I just thought, come on, we're friends here. Please, okay, take off the mask. What's going on?
For some reason, I'm getting spots this week. I think it might have something to do. I was doing hell and back over the weekend. Can I say, so bad for PR, 2FM were there. Not even within the community core group, 2FM were there. I had to walk past the 2FM.
Did they notice you?
There is a picture of me branded with 2FM.
Behind? Are you serious?
Branded
take with 2FM. Take that down.
Horrendous.
You shouldn't have been
horrendous
there.
For my PR team. I'm sorry, PR team. That's it's horrendous. 2FM were there, yeah.
And it was, you had good fun there.
It was class. The worst experience. You know me. What are my 2 fears?
Hairy women and money.
No, they're my 2 loves. They're my 2 loves, Nathan. Hairy legs, get over here.
You hate dogs and smugness.
Water. I hate the ocean. And the very first thing, so they come in and it's just, it's doing a, you know, I don't get too excited about things.
Nah, you're quite a cynical man.
I wouldn't be cynical. I'm very positive these days.
I think you're bisexual.
But when there's a fella standing on top of this stand and he's a microphone and he's going, yeah, are you ready to go to hell and back?
I like that man. Instantly, I want to eat a steak with that man.
And then he starts talking, being real creepy and pervy.
Oh, Michael. Come on.
And it goes on too long.
Fun.
And it's like, let me hear you say, yeah. And I'm just standing there going, well, I'm not going to do that. He goes, grab the nearest person to you and hug them and say, we're going to hell and back. And I go, I'm not going to do that.
And why wouldn't you do that? And why won't you have fun?
And then it's get down on one knee. and give us the Ten Commandments of Hellenbeck. I will not leave a brother behind.
Give me the Ten Commandments.
I will not leave a brother behind.
What are the Ten Commandments?
I don't know what. I can't remember.
Try and make them up.
No. Sometimes I'll leave someone behind. I'll be with you. It was so cringy. And I was like, can we just get going? Let's do some jumping jacks. Warm up together. I hate that group warming up mentality as well.
What did you eat before it?
I had porridge.
And were you scared that you were going to crap yourself?
No.
Were you not? Genuinely. Well, you have IBS, so you must have thought at some point.
I made sure I went twice before I left the house.
And there was Portaloos, though, I'm
guessing. There were Portaloos along the way, yeah.
So just describe the first obstacle.
The first obstacle.
Okay, so someone that's afraid of water, what exactly was it?
There was about a 6 foot wide, deep, length, whatever, we'll call it a skip, but it wasn't a skip. It was similar to a skip.
Well, don't call it something that it's not.
In the middle of it were a row of tires, so you couldn't go over
car
the
tires.
Yeah. Then it was filled with ice. You had to submerge yourself under the ice, push yourself through under the tires and come out the other end.
How did the ice not melt?
They kept on changing it throughout the day, and it was cold as well. So they just constantly changed, and after a while... The first 500 people would go 20 minutes ago, they'd have 10 minutes to the next group, take out the ice, put in the ice. Anyway, so first of all, your legs go in and you're like, oh my God, this is so cold. Then you submerge, then you have to G yourself up to submerge yourself. And then you're like, Grant, I'm just going to do it. The quicker I do it, the quicker it goes. You put yourself under and then it's the shock of my whole body is underwater.
Was anyone wearing goggles?
There was a couple of people wearing goggles. Then you have to push yourself through, and it's so cold, and my brain's like, oh my God, what's going on? And then I try to bring myself up, and my head hits the tires, like, ah, oh God, I'm trapped. And then I just push myself through further, and you come up, you go, and then you come out. It was...
Was it liberating? You must have felt reborn.
The worst experience of my life.
Was it like coming out of your mother's womb?
Yeah, not as sore. I've jumped out of a plane, I've done bungee jumping, I've done whitewater rafting. That was the scariest thing.
You've even washed a dog.
I've washed a dog, yeah. That's the scariest thing I've ever done. Scariest thing.
How many tires? Genuinely, was it just one tire?
It was a row of tires across the thing.
And you had to swim
and come up
through the tires?
Yeah. No, under the tires.
Are the tires underwater?
No, the tires are half in the water to stop you going over. So you can't just walk through the skip. You have to go under the tires and out the other end.
See, if I was doing the obstacle course, what do you think about this? I would have the tires at the bottom of the water and you have to swim through the tires.
No, because then people could just go over the tires.
No, but there's no going over.
How?
You can't go over because it's just a tiny little... Like there's a lid on top of the water.
Okay.
You see what I'm getting at? So you're going to have to swim through.
Oh my God, no way.
I would love to see you do that.
No way.
And there's a dog biting at your ghoulies.
But it's given me the real push to do more of them. I have a real fitness buzz after.
Do you have a fear of water anymore?
Oh yeah. And then, I didn't even know, we're jogging around and I see, oh, I hear someone going in front. Oh, they've life jackets. Life jackets for what? There's a bloody pier you have to jump into. So unnecessary. You have to... walk out the pier, jump off, and then swim back to where you just jumped off from. So it's just a matter of, oh, we're just going to make them jump in here. Very smart, though. Every single big obstacle was sponsored by either Londis, River Rock, 2FM,
Hellaback. Do you know sponsors?
And do you know who wasn't sponsored? This podcast, yes!
Do you know about sponsors, though? Do they really work? Like, genuinely? I mean, like, if I'm walking to the store and I see...
Will you speak into the microphone?
And I see a billboard.
Yeah.
Are they just thinking that subconsciously I will think of that product at some point?
I bloody hope so, because we're getting billboards pretty soon. We're getting billboards at the end of September. We were at a... did we talk about our photo shoot last week?
I feel like we didn't.
We had to do a photo shoot. We're going to be on billboards and bus stops and stuff like that around the city for 2 weeks. And Nathan had to be photoshopped.
I'm slightly offended. It's going to be a good picture. But they shortened my forehead. I do have a large forehead, but there's no need. They've halved my forehead in size.
It's so small.
And it doesn't look like me. And they added more hair on top of my head. I don't need that.
Do you know what I love about this? It was all going into the photo shoot, but it was all about Graham's fat face. Oh, and they thought, oh, watch out with this guy's fat face. He can't even smile. Oh. I don't know why you put on a country accent for the photo shoot, Nathan. It was very strange.
I just wanted to do it.
And then It's Mr. Big Forehead.
No, they did Photoshop you. They've narrowed your face.
Yeah, but it doesn't
he
look...
He says you have a lot of fat on your face.
But it doesn't look half as...
I have crow's feet. Get rid of the crow's feet. It's fine. I'm happy with
they
that.
Were so
they
deep.
Didn't even really get it's, rid of it that
it's
much.
It's like he enhanced the crow's feet.
Did you look at the crow's feet, though? What they've done. They look, sent it back and they got it back and it looks the same.
You look older than Steve K.
I've been looking at myself a lot in the mirror recently about my crow's feet.
Why didn't you get
and
Botox?
And I keep getting Botox in the back of my mind.
I understand. 100%.
And then I think, no.
No, you need
no, Graham, you need to live your life
Graham.
As if you're...
Okay.
You need to live your life as if you're living in the woods. You've got to be natural. This is how God intended me to look.
I'll be getting Botox. Don't you
Are
worry.
You actually getting Botox?
Yeah, 100%.
You know there could be mistakes. Your face could be paralysed and you could have just the same expression.
Well, I'd rather have a paralysed face than you and your crow's feet.
What's wrong with my crow's feet?
Very old looking.
You have a massive line on your forehead.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with the crow's feet.
You're not, because I saw your face when you saw the crow's feet in the picture.
That's because they did enhance it. You don't see it as badly as that.
Oh, because they wanted an old man on the show. So
yeah.
That's why they put you
experience. They want to listen to an experienced broadcaster, not some guy, oh, I'm afraid of water and I just swam through a tire. Nobody cares.
Does the experienced water know that swum isn't a word?
Yeah. I created a word. It came out in 1746.
Oh. That's so I did Helen back.
I went to Killarney.
We're
going to
be on a billboard.
Can I just throw it out there? The people of Killarney, they are so
people
much
love
friendlier.
Killarney. I love you. Be
people
careful
from
what
Dublin.
You're about to say.
People from Dublin.
Not all people from Dublin are mean. There's a lot
Whoa,
of people.
Whoa, I didn't say that. Whoa, you just jumped in there.
Whoa.
I would say they're just kind of rude in the service industry. Some of them.
Yeah.
I think down in the country, they were very friendly.
Yeah.
Can only speak about that. And I also want to wear a robe more. I was naked underneath the robe
so
in my hotel room.
Isn't it nice?
It was nice, but it was quite blustery with the wind. And I just thought something was going to pop out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you'd recommend Killarney?
I can see why Hugh Hefner likes to wear the robe.
If anyone from the Irish Tourism Board are listening, you can sponsor the podcast. They got enough bloody talk there, so they did.
I love if somebody sponsored us and they deal with robes. Joseph's Robes.
I have a big email here.
That looks absolutely enormous.
Heavy D.
Heavy D, what you got for us,
he
son?
Has a big one. Let me read this. Hello, men. This is a very special one for you.
Yes.
I've channeled my inner Philip Schofield to provide a Mr. and Mrs. game for you. Yes. Grab a pen and paper each and let's see who knows the most about the other person. Are you ready? Here we go. Yes.
Do you have a pen?
No, would you mind running out and get a pen?
Do we need to get a pen?
Yeah, we need a pen and will you grab paper as well?
Gonna be away for like 10 minutes.
It's okay. I'll just let everyone know. I actually never told you about it. Yes. Nathan brushed upon it. I've got a spoil on my chest. It is absolutely massive. It has its own face. It has its own family at this stage. Spots on my face. I used to get spots as a teenager, but they're back. And then I don't mind mean to be gross. But in between my leg and my groin, you know, there was one there. And then this morning I woke up one. I'm a motherfucker. It is so bloody sore, and then I go to squeeze it to get rid of it, and then it just gets even sore. So I'm just waiting.
Jokes on you! I just saw Tom Von Lawner again.
Are they still waiting?
He just left. He loves wearing the hat. He wears a bowler hat.
How's it going? You know he's very posh.
What's wrong with being posh?
Nothing wrong with
being
posh. You're posh. What was the one? So we released the Dublin musical video today, and someone commented, two posh pricks singing about posh pricks, classic.
And did he like it?
I don't know. He's put a laugh in his face.
It's a statement.
There's a couple of I love seeing hateful people like, don't be reading the hateful messages. No, they're fucking hilarious. I love the hateful messages.
Some of them. Now, some of them can be.
Someone called us the B panel. I don't get that. The B panel strike again, and someone goes weak. I enjoy the hate. Yeah, I suppose you only really see the hate.
I don't mind a bit of the hate, but not too much now. Sticks and stones will break my loins, but the hate will make me horny.
What I want you to do is read out each question and then write down your own... Oh, this is brilliant! Own
Heavy
answer...
D, I want to kiss you on the lips.
On a page. Make sure the other person can see it. Then you want to try and guess which answer the other person picked. A point if you guess correctly. There are also some bonus questions at the end to really test your relationship knowledge. If you watch the show, this will be fairly easy to grasp. If you haven't... What the hell is wrong with you? As always,
I have seen the show.
Keep up the great work and enjoy the game. Strength and honor, Heavy D.
I love you, Heavy.
So let's go. Let's not try and trick each other. Let's go for the one that we would go for.
Oh, right. So hang on a sec.
So I'm going to read out the question. The four possible answers.
Yeah.
We'll write down which one applies to me, you, and then I have to guess which one applies
to
you.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
When it comes to you and your friends, what Toy Story character best describes you? Woody. You like to be the leader. You have a confident persona, but would be threatened jealous with the arrival of new and popular addition to the group. B. Buzz. You're a bit of a wild renegade. No one knows what you'll do next. You're not affected much by what others think of you. C. Bo Peep. You're a bit of a schlut. You're attracted to power and will be a leader of the group because he's the big dog. Or D. Slinky. You are a quiet and reliable companion. You will do what you are told and just go with the crowd. Okay. Ooh. A, B, C, or D. So A is Woody, leader. B is Buzz, a renegade. C is Bo Peep. Slinky, Bo Peep, bit of a slut. Or Slee is quiet and reliable companion.
Do you know the word slut?
Yes.
Just what does he mean by that?
Bo Peep, you're a bit of a slut. You are attracted to power. And will be with the leader of the group because he's the big dog. Oh, I actually got that wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the leader.
Okay, I know which one I'm picking. I'm stuck.
I know for me. And will I write one for you?
No, you have to try and guess. Oh, you write down yours. Okay. Do you want to go first? You have to guess what I picked.
So give me the list of characters.
A, Woody, B, Buzz, C, Bo Peep, D, Slinky.
What was B?
I thought you said you know which one I was going to pick.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Woody, you like to be the leader. B, Buzz, you're a bit of a wild renegade. B, Bo Peep, you're a bit of a slut. D, Slinky, you are quite a reliable companion.
I think the last one.
You think that's me?
Yeah, in a group.
You will do what you're told and just go with the crowd.
Oh, you're a quiet companion.
No.
You don't like being big and loud in the group.
No, A, I like to be the leader. I'm confident persona that would be jealous if someone else came in and tried to take my stamp. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I didn't actually think that with you.
Yeah.
I think you're quite quiet in the group.
No, but I'm a leader. I like to see myself as a leader.
Of a specific group.
Okay, you got it wrong anyway. I'm going to say for you it is B, Buzz, Renegade.
Oh, I'm A.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know I'm
you're
A.
You're not.
I'm A with my boys Mark and Andrew. I like being the leader of the book squad.
That's two people in your life in general.
They're my only mates.
Oh my God.
Let's move on to the other question. I'm a leader.
You're not.
I am a leader.
Which of these...
I'm the leader of the book squad. We have a name for our group. The book squad.
Which of... I hear that Mark is the leader of the book squad.
How is Mark? I formed it. I founded it.
I heard recently you've been overthrown.
No, they're trying to overthrow me, but they won't. I will remain like Stalin.
No, you... what did Stalin do? What was Stalin? Who was he?
Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, where is he from?
Russia.
Okay, and what did he do?
Communist Party.
Which of these would be your ideal holiday?
You seem disappointed over there.
Because you're not answering it properly.
I am. I'm telling you right now, I'm an A.
A quiet weekend with the wife, nothing off script and everything planned in advance. B, a sun holiday with lots of food and drinks. If it isn't 30 degrees or hotter, then you ain't interested. C, raging pisser with the lads. Don't care where you are as long as it doesn't close until 6 a.m. and all the boys are on a mad one. And D, Dora Air the Explorer. You want to go somewhere you've never been and see everything TripAdvisor said you should. See, I'm caught between
a few.
No,
come on. You've got to be one. You've got to be one. Take this game seriously. Come on, write it down now. I'm going to go first.
Okay, you're going to try and guess what I put down.
The one with the whole drinking loads.
Yeah.
That's
raging pisser with the lads.
That is you.
Yeah.
It's okay. All about
one
drink
point,
with you.
Nathan, 1 point.
What am I?
It's actually, I'm not even drinking that much lately. Quiet weekend with the wife, nothing off script, everything planned in advance.
Is that A?
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah, one point each. 1 point each.
See, I'm good at this game.
Okay, this is the last one of the non-bonus questions. What football team best describes you in bed?
Oh, yes. What's the one that I can't
heavy
get it
D,
up?
This is brilliant. can never Leeds United. Can never come up.
Premature ejaculator.
Man United, you were the best of the best up until 2012-ish, and now you're chasing the standard, but not quite there anymore.
Absolutely not.
Arsenal, you had some great years, but mostly you are consistently above par, but that isn't always good enough for your fans. Chelsea, you go through spells of being great, but then after a short spell of averageness, you find someone new and hit the top again, only for the cycle to repeat. Or D, Leicester City, you've never been that great really, but out of nowhere, you had the best year that's ever been, and you're going to live off that year as long as you last. Okay.
All right, where are you going for? I know your one. I go first.
Okay.
You're United. You're Man United.
I was going to say Arsenal.
Would you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're great some years, but mostly consistently above par.
You don't seem that confident. Right, who am I? What club am I? It's very easy.
Leicester.
Yeah. But what I will say, it's not the whole year thing. I'm good. I'm actually very generous. I'm just not great. I'm not a generous... No, I am very generous. I'm just not packing a lot. I can say that, okay?
You've never really been that great, but out of nowhere, you've had the best years. I know, yeah.
I'm grand. I'm actually
you
know, good.
You're really, you've never had consistent sex, and now you've got a girlfriend, so you are.
What's that supposed to mean? What are you saying about
exactly
that?
What?
Yes, I did have a 2-year celibate period. Do you know what my brother wanted me to do when I was celibate for 2 years? He wanted to throw me a party where everyone would come to my house dressed up in black and I'd be in an open coffin. And everyone would say a few speeches. And it would just be men there. And my dad would say a speech and I wouldn't move.
Wait a second. I missed the start of this.
Okay, because you know I didn't sleep with anyone for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I really tried. Like, I kept going to clubs and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my brother Evan wanted to create a Facebook event, get all the guys to come on over. I would be lying in a coffin. There'd be a few snacks in the corner and everyone would just say a speech. And then he always ended by saying he would order somebody to come to the house after the event.
Some takeaway.
Yeah.
Some Just Eat yeah. or Deliveroo.
And hopefully they'd stay.
That is amazing.
Would you go to that?
Of course.
Okay, wait.
So you'd be in the coffin.
I'm lying in the coffin, okay? I'm lying in the coffin.
What kind of music would be in the background? Damn, who's a sexy chick?
No, I think it would actually be... No, he wanted to say, look, we're not ripping the piss here. We're taking this seriously. So don't be coming in joking around. Like, everyone would be dressed up in black. And you'd have to say a few speeches. I'm lying in the coffin. I'm not moving. What would you say? It comes to you now. Graham, what's your speech? You're here. Just come on, riff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Nathan's a great man. You know, he's had a tough 2 years. And he tries. He tries his best. And he did try his best. And I can't believe we're actually here today. We were here today where he's lying alive in a coffin to commemorate his 2 year celibacy. It's pretty sad.
I'm as hard as a block of wood.
They couldn't even put on the bottom part of the casket. Does God help this man? Is there any hope for anyone in life if this is what's going on? This is how we spend our Friday nights. All you O'Reilly men should be ashamed of yourself. He's the youngest brother.
What would you say
this
to
is
my
how
dad?
You brought him
no,
up.
Just say you're.
I blame you, Dermot.
You're leaving the party.
Dermot, this is your
you're
fault.
You're leaving the party and you just see my father in the hallway and there's tears in his eyes. And he says, Graham. And he shakes your hand. What would you say to him? This is your closing line before you go.
Where did it go wrong?
Yeah, I'll take that. Well done.
Thank
you. Do we have any other questions? Or
bonus round. Oh, gee, we're gone a bit over. Bonus round.
We've gone over.
Bonus question. Closest guess the point. A tie means a point. What is his shoe size?
What's your one?
I'm going to say you are 11.
No.
What am I?
You are 8.
Yep.
I am 10 and a half. So I got one there.
Yeah.
Go on.
I got one before because I've got Leicester beating everything. What height are you? I'll write it down. So I'm not changing it. What yours down? 6'5".
I think I'm 6'6".
What am I?
5'9".
5'8".
Ah, I was going to go 5'8". I was just being generous.
What do you prefer, McDonald's or Burger King?
Is there another answer to that?
No.
Have you? Yours is Burger King.
Mine is McDonald's.
Yours? No, it's, that's bullshit. Yeah, I don't care if you've written it down. That's not true.
When? What?
You're a Burger King man, you're Grace's Chicken Hut.
I'm Grace's Fried Chicken and Rat Minds, or I'm McDonald's.
You're not
actually
McDonald's.
I'm a Brills. I'm a Brills.
It's not my. There is no way in hell you would go Burger King over McDonald's. McDonald's is too mainstream for you.
No, it's not.
It is.
I've got such a liking for McDonald's
recently.
No, recently. Because
you're a Burger King.
I've been living
best.
In Still, Oregon for 2 years. They've got a McDonald's there and I eat McDonald's. And, of course,
yeah, but if
they're a great sponsor of Fully Charged. McDonald's breakfast, making the mornings taste.
Yeah, no, and I'm a fan of McDonald's. But I would just say if Burger King was beside McDonald's, you'd go to Burger King.
No.
I know, it's more alternative.
When have you ever seen
it's
me in Burger
alternative.
King? More alternative. I couldn't care. If I had to go to any, I'd go to bloody Aprils in Still, Oregon. Or in the bottom of
things. I think you're making up your answers.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, but even if you wrote it down, I don't think you're doing this seriously.
I went.
Was that the last one?
That was it.
You didn't do my one.
I said you're McDonald's.
Yeah, mine was Burger King.
I still win. Doesn't matter. There we go.
I really enjoyed that game. Heavy D, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You brought happiness into a tall man's life.
Was it happiness? I think there was just a lot of argument there.
I just think take it seriously.
I am taking it seriously.
Why is your phone ringing? Are you one of those people when you go out for a coffee or a meal, you have your phone
down.
Out?
Phone down. Phone face down.
Would you ever say anything if someone was always on their phone?
It's their choice if they want to do it. We don't tell them what to do. What they want. People want to do what they do. It's their decision. It's their decision. If they want to go on their phone, they go on their phone. If they don't want to go on the phone, they don't go on the phone.
But you wouldn't say anything?
I'll never tell anyone what to do.
Why not?
My saying is, do whatever makes you happy.
If there's one thing I know, you've always said that.
I have. I believe in people want to do whatever they want to do. Why does everyone get so stressed out about what everybody else does?
We're not on this planet for a long time.
Oh, great. I'm going to finish on this. I saw this absolutely brilliant meme yesterday, and it was so...
2017.
It was very 2017. It was very, oh my God, kind of...
Made you think.
Yeah, what's her name? What's her name? I haven't seen her in years. Oh, here we go.
This girl that you know put this up.
Yeah, okay. So what I always do is I get on the bus. I leave work, go to the gym. And then on the bus is my little office. On the bus, I'll text everybody back. So for the things. Right. And then whenever it's all done, I'll go on Instagram.
Bit of scrolling.
And I see it's the girl from Hey Arthur. Do you remember this one? I think she was a monkey or something like that.
Yeah, very strange.
We really sitting here on our phone scrolling on an app while we float through space on a dying rock.
This is a free podcast.
I was like, oh my God.
This is it. This is the moment. The years are going by.
They are.
You've got to take this by the horns.
I even
said at the corporate thing today, I went, everyone stop. Live life to the full. We're present. Everyone, just be in the moment right now. Eat a muffin if you're hungry. Look around. Talk to a friend.
This is the two men who got a salad bowl and a burrito bowl afterwards because we didn't want to have the wrap. And it was muck.
Absolutely disgusting. I think I do have the runs.
Thanks for listening. Extra long one today. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'd love to know where you are when you listen to this.
Yeah, let us know. Just again, content. Again, we just the more communication with whoever's listening, the better.
I like to think that we're approachable men.
Yeah, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you want to say anything to
just
us at all.
Just say anything.
Thank you so much, Heavy D. We appreciate that. That was a lot of work.
Love you.
And also, rate and review the podcast. I'm not going to say please anymore. Just do it. It's like, it's not a big deal.
Oh, would you please do it?
Just do it. Just do it.
I don't want to sound desperate, but seriously, I need this.
But review it with something different that wasn't in the podcast. Keep us entertained. Do a different alias. We don't care. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Love you.
Have a great week.